My name is Matthew Ritchie. I am from Bible Doctrines to Live By. And first, I'll start out by thanking you for recognizing Home Missions. And I also thank you for this opportunity that I have to get up here and speak to you today and let you know a little bit about Bible Doctrines to Live By. I also thank you for your financial support and your prayers in times past and up till this day. So, Bible Doctrines to Live By, we consider ourselves missionaries to America. And the reason for that is really our ministry can be summed up by one verse. We desire to see God's desire happen. And God's desire is seen in 1 Timothy 2:4, where it says His desire is that everyone be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. And so because that is really the entire purpose for what we do, there we could break it down into three things up there. Reaching lost souls for Jesus Christ. Again, we want people to have that personal relationship with Jesus Christ that only comes through the work that He accomplished on Calvary's cross. We also want to encourage all of you that it's not just your pastor, it's not just these other ministries, it's not just Bible Doctrines that has been given the privilege to tell others about Jesus Christ, but each and every one of you can share the gospel with others. And then, of course, not to just leave them there, but what Jesus Christ has done for us is an amazing and humbling thing. Our desire should be that they come to that saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and into a greater knowledge of truly what that means to them. There's our office. If you're ever in the Comstock Park area, or even if you're not, you want to stop in, we're off West River Drive. You can stop in and see us. We have free pretzels, so if you like pretzels. Here's our staff, the executive director, Joel McGarvey. He is here today, along with his wife, Susan. And so there they are. And then you probably know Lee and Darlene Homoki. They are our ambassadors at large. Lee and Darlene actually spent quite a few weeks in Florida this year training teenagers to go out and do the work of the ministry. There's me. And my wife, Jennifer, who's also here today. And the boys from left to right, that's Noah, Micah, Jonas, Isaac, and Miriam in the middle. She rules the roost. At least she thinks she does. And, of course, our office staff, you may know Carolyn. So if you have any questions after this, you can talk to her some week. And then Jan Baltima and Beverly Price. And I don't have any stories about boxing and dancing and such, but the ladies did need me to kill a spider one week. And get things off the high shelf, so it does get pretty exciting in the office at times. That spider was quick. Don't knock it. Anyway, our ministries. We have a publishing ministry, which means we print books. We print books from us. We print others' books. We've printed church bulletins, et cetera, et cetera. Also, before I go on, Jim Stringham is a board member of Bible Doctrines. Where's Jim at? He's skipping? There he is. So if you have any questions, especially the hard ones. He likes hard questions, so you can talk to Jim. But anyway, our ministry is publishing. We print books. We print The Truth of Flame. It's a quarterly magazine from Bible Doctrines to Live By, Bible studies, other things. If you do not get Truth of Flame, visit our table and you can sign up and receive that free. We have Bible study books, of course, on all different kinds of subjects. And I don't have time to tell you about each and every one. I will highlight one. Fruit of the Spirit by Darlene Homoki. We recently added questions and put it in a format that's good for ladies' Bible study. So if you've always wanted, if you have friends, you know, that maybe don't come to church, don't know the Lord, and that's a good way to, or if you have other Christian friends, and just a good way for ladies to get together around God's Word. We also have books by Pastor Marvin Duncan, one not pictured up there. There's one he wrote on Christmas. Pastor J.C. O'Hare, we carry his books and print them and have them available. We have tracks. Our most popular track now is the blood donor track, and actually there's some back there on our table. We also have tracks that they're called Thank You for Our Service. So I don't know if you get your hair done. Some of you looks like you don't have any hair to get done, but some of you may get hair done, or firemen, or policemen, or military personnel, or your mailman. It's just a track that says Thank You for Your Service and points them to Jesus Christ. Tis the season where Halloween's running around, and you know, Halloween is one of those times, you know, everyone, is kind of apprehensive about going door to door and handing out tracts. Oh, what if they slam the door in my face? Well, listen, Halloween is the one day of the year, no matter what you think of it, that people come to your door and knock on your door and ask for something. So as you're giving them candy, give them an eternal treat, the gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ. So we have those available. We have Thanksgiving tracts, Christmas tracts, that the Christmas cards you send out, you can put in there. We have booklets in Chinese, Spanish, other languages. And then children and youth ministries. Each summer, Joel and Susan travel around, and they hold vacation Bible schools in different churches throughout the United States. This year, their theme was jungle exploration. Next year is the space, correct? So they're going to take kids to space next year. So that should be pretty, usually their heads are already out there. But you know, I don't have the exact number right in front of me, but just what a blessing it has been to receive reports about children making a decision to accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And not just children, but adults. Susan usually does a wonderful job teaching the children the Bible lessons, and then Joel is usually with the adults. But the Lord is using it in mighty ways. And they also see just so many broken lives and children that are hurting, and they need the Lord. He is the answer. We also, as far as our youth ministry, we have cowboy camps. Some of you are aware there's a camp held in Michigan for many years. They've decided to kind of do a different format, but we still do have our camp in Livonia, Missouri, and I can tell you, I've been there the last 3 or 4 years. It's a wonderful time. Time with people of like-minded faith, and food, great food, recreation, and of course, good Bible teaching. So there's the dates up there for the camp in Livonia next year. And now I'm going to stop for a little moment and not go quite as quick. Because this is really the reason I'm here. Rooted Ministries. And as I pause for a moment, I want to ask you, when I say what is the most important thing in your life, and don't tell anyone, but what comes to mind? And we all have different hobbies and interest and likes. And when we talk about the things that are important in our lives, we tend to treat them well. If it's a hobby we enjoy, we tend to make sure we have the resources that we need. And we educate ourselves on whatever it is. If it's gardening that we like or flowers that we like, we care for those plants. We make sure they have some mulch and water and they're in the sun so they can grow. We prioritize those things. And you know, the scriptures call our young people, they call it a precious treasure. And our young people have been entrusted to us in the most important thing that we can give them. And I'm not saying any of these things are wrong. We're talking about the most important thing. And the most important thing is not sports. It is not education. It is not arts. The most important thing are the realities and the truths of God's Word. And that's really this, you know, Pastor Joel and Susan and Evangelist Lee and Darlene, they've been traveling for so many years, and they were always troubled by the fact that they would go, they would see decisions for Christ, and then they'd have to leave, and never knew what happened to those young people. And so they've been praying for many years, how do we not just do the first part of God's desire to be saved, but also have resources available so that church can see these kids come to a knowledge of the truth. And the Lord, that's why I'm here, because the Lord has, well, He had some work to do, but He called me into a position to hopefully be used by Him for His honor and for His glory. And so really, Rooted Ministries could be summed up by Colossians 2:7, which says, "Rooted and built up in Him, established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving." And so Rooted Ministries focuses on youth and families and providing resources to train our young people in Jesus Christ and the truth of God's Word. And so here's some things we've been able to get done so far. Well, a little bit too quick. The First Steps track up there. We've had it available for a while, but that would be a track that shows you how to know Christ as your personal Savior. Now we've come up with Growing in Grace, which is, okay, now you're saved. Now what do you do to grow? And the last one there, God's message to you, talks about that message given to the Apostle Paul for today. The certificate of authenticity. We have different certificates because when they complete something, we want to mark that event and show it was important. These lessons, they're not quite as blurry in person, although kids have better eyesight sometimes. But these are the follow-up lessons. They were initially written as Pastor Joel and Susan, they go out on VBS, and if a child makes a decision to accept Jesus Christ, okay, now here's some lessons we can leave with the church to keep in contact with those kids and hopefully to reach the family. And so they go through subjects such as salvation, security, their identity in Christ now, their service, and then truth, which is God's Word. So we have those for K through 6, and of course, kindergarten, you're probably not going to be able to read every word, but that's kind of the point. Hopefully they go and say, Mommy, can you help me with this? And then Mom and Dad or grandmother or guardian or whomever can also go through these lessons. So we have them through K through 6. We have them for the teenagers. The teenagers, of course, are a little more lengthy. And then coming soon, continuing on lessons. And actually, we already have a set available. We have a set of 10 lessons for 1st through 3rd and 4th through 6th on the same subject. God's house rules that goes through God's different programs throughout His Word. Also, we have and this is back on the table if you want to look through it, a book for teenagers after they accept the Lord Jesus Christ. Now what? Here's what God did for you. Here's who you are. Here's how you study the Bible. What about relationships? What about behavior? Et cetera, et cetera. So we're working on youth curriculum, et cetera, et cetera. Very quickly, we'll go through the adult ministries. As I already mentioned, Pastor Joel, he travels around Bible time ministries preaching. Evangelist Lee and Darlene, they're a little more limited these years, but he's still serving the Lord. And some of the things that Pastor Joel is available for is for Bible seminars. He has different subjects, the drama of unfolding God's Word, the Islam seminar, and this one he's actually going next Sunday to Friendship, Wisconsin, to do this one. It's an excellent presentation, very educational and truthful, despite what you hear a lot of times from the media and other places on the mystery and the doctrine of salvation. Casey Groeneveld has DVDs that we have available. Back to the Future, that's what Lee's putting a lot of his time towards these days, taking the reel-to-reel tapes. Does anyone know what a reel-to-reel tape is? Yeah, I was of the cassette era. And some of you young people probably don't know what they are. But anyway, he's taking those old tapes that wear out and putting them in a digital format so we don't lose them. Of course, they do conferences. Are you ready? It's a tent you can take to your fair. And again, people come to you and you can share the Word of God with them. So what about the future? There's one thing I was asked to share about the future, about a video recording studio. It's a desire of Bible doctrines. And just the potential is great. All those seminars that Joel, how many of you have tried to be in two places at once? I would like to be in two places at once. How many of you have succeeded? If I see any hands, you're a rich person if you can figure out how to be in two places at once. Anyway, the point is that here, Joel, doing his seminars, he can only be in one place at a time. And so this is the potential for him to take those things and to put them on DVD and more prayerfully could be blessed and edified by those things, built up and rooted in those things. Also, there's a potential then to do like a family series, et cetera, et cetera. The potential then is for live streaming. You could do different lessons and people could log in and all of it comes back to God's desire to see everyone saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. So once again, what can we do, or what can you do to become a partner is pray. And I realize every ministry says this, pray for us. And you're probably like, everyone says that. Listen, prayer is important. God uses prayer. Don't ask me to write a diagram on it, but He does. So please pray for us. Financially support. As you very well know, you need cash to function in today's society. And so we do too. The printing cost and traveling cost and all of that. And then help us reach lives for Christ. Most of what we do is to provide you with the tools to share Christ with others. So once again, it's not just the pastor, it's not just different ministries that share Christ. Each and every one of us has been called to that responsibility, but what a privilege it is. So for more information, you can visit our website, BibleDoctrines.org, and please stop by at our table and ask us all kinds of questions, and we'll try to answer them. And if we can't answer them, we'll say, I don't know, talk to Jim next week. So once again, thank you very much for this opportunity, and thank you for your support, and may God have all the glory.